Okay, so let's do further. So basically we're at, the question is, if you find the body, you find him in a city which is majority Goyim, majority Akam, or if you find them on the border, near the border. So Alchaz Yom Tag LaRufa, so why not? So it's Ki Yimatzei, if you find the body. So it's Prat L'matzoi, to exclude if it's already found. It's common. So in these places, it's commonly a common occurrence that you'd find the body. So therefore, the halacha is there's no halacha, there's no Egelufa. So therefore, the halacha of Egelufa doesn't apply, because it's matzoi in those cases. So we wanted to know, how do you define that? What's the, I mean, what's maskan? I mean, apparently you'd say there's Egelufa there, Kamash Malan, no. So, right? So we want to define it. What does it mean exactly? It's common. How common is it? Very common? Nope, not. So Yehuda and Matt, I guess, are saying that that what's the halacha of ki matzei? The Torah says if you find the corpse, right? So there's finding, right? Finding. So what's the halacha? What's the mechayev of Egel Rufa? So you could say, what's the mechayev of Egel Rufa? Is the body. Now, of course, you have to find it, because otherwise you don't know about it. Right? But it just essentially, it's the corpse itself, which is the mechayev. Right? And if there's a corpse, there's a corpse. Right? So I don't care how common it is, it doesn't really make a difference. Either way, I walk up, I see a corpse, and well, there's a corpse. So now the corpse exists, and if I found the corpse, what does it mean I found it? It means if the corpse is there, I encounter, it's an encounter. When I encounter, ki matzei, what does it mean? Like I encounter a corpse. If you encounter a corpse, then you have to do a gorufa. So I can encounter one every single day, each time I see it, it's an encounter in courts. But kamash malan, no, it's not just the encountering, it's not just a practical way to relate you to the corpse, and the corpse is machayev. Rather, there's a phenomenon of a metzia of a corpse. Metzia is like a finding. You found it. And finding, the idea of finding something assumes, implies that there's a certain distance, that the thing is not expected, and you happen upon it. You found it. Like you said, as you wouldn't say, if I walk down the street and I see a little rock, a pebble on the floor, I found the pebble. I haven't found the pebble. The pebbles are on the floor. That's just the way that they are. But if I find a diamond on the floor, I say, wow, look what I found. That's a metzia. That's a metzia. So a metzia is a it's where there's finding means where something is distant from you or assumed not to exist. And then you come upon the thing. That's the concept of a metzia. If something is too common, if it's matzoi, so it's not like they said, like on a war field, you know, I can say, I found the corpse. I mean, there are corpses on the warfield. It's true. I mean, I could encounter one, and I could walk up to one and look at it, but it's not like I found it. So the thing is that you found the corpse in a city where there's always corpses. If you're on the border of the thing, you'll say, oh, another one? It's not like a finding. It's just the event which is, so to speak, expected to happen, happens. Right? It almost like reminds me of, like, you know, when they have these like suicide bombers, you know, like nowadays if you have them, so it's like a certain event, it's like an event, it's, right? I mean, but there was a time, unfortunately, where these things were happening regularly, you know. And look, it always made an impact, but it wasn't like we found them. It's like, oh, another one. It's like kind of expected. So I mean, now we're at a time where that's not really the case, but you know. So now when you hear about it, it's a different type of an experience. We found it. Find an illegal. You wouldn't say, like, I found someone illegally crossing the border. I mean, they always cross the border. That's just the way it is. It's not a metzia. So it's telling you is halachically, saying is the metzia is the admin would be in the finding. It is just the practicality of relating to it. You have to know about it. So you have to find it. Kamashma, no. The metzia itself, ki matzei prat lamatzoi. It's an event. A metzia. There's an event of the metzia of the Egarufa. And if it's matzoi, if it's a regular, ordinary thing, then you don't say that it's an event. Right? So I guess the thing is, when you're on the border of Goyim, it's expected that these things happen. It's unfortunate, but it's expected. You can't say it's a mitzvah. It's just the realization of that which is bound to happen. Mitzvah means if you're in Eretz Yisrael, in a regular city, it's not supposed to happen. There aren't supposed to be corpses. Ki yimatzeh. But if you find one, if you have a mitzvah of a corpse, then you chayav to go from all that. Okay, so now the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about kidnapping, and it's saying is ki yimatzeh. If you find, the pasuk says, if you find, pasuk is daf pevav and alef, 86a. So the pasuk says in kisetzai, ki where'd it go here? Okay, it says ki yimatzeh yesh konev nefesh me'echav bnei Yisrael. If you find a person stealing a person. And he works him and he sells him, and he dies, and you remove evil from amongst you. So it says, ki yimatzeh, if you find. So it says, that excludes, according to Rabban, that excludes your son. If you kidnap your son, it doesn't count, because that's not ki yimatzeh, because it's common.
Where is
it on the top? It's like the eighth, two dots, a few lines from the top. Yeah, from the top, a few lines from the top. Yeah, exactly. So it says, the Gemara asked, so by that logic that you're saying ki yimatzeh means something which is, it excludes something which is common, it says ki yimatzeh ish shochev misha b'lozbal, if you find someone sleeping with a married woman. So if that's the case, if you take a family which is very common that they sleep with a married woman, you should say they're exempt because it's not ki yimatzeh. Right? So I mean, the Svara is still, by the way, the same kind of thing. I mean, it fits in what we're saying so far. The saying kiyimatzeh means if you have metziah of a kidnapper, but a father who takes his son, that's not a finding, that's just normal. So similarly, the same logic should apply if you find an affair. You find someone who had an affair, but if it's a family who regularly has affairs and whatever, then you should be butler, but that's clearly not true. So therefore, it seems like you have no right to be dorish kiyimatzeh. Right? When it says kiyimatzeh there, apparently you can't be, that's not a fair, that's not a drush, because no one ever heard of that. Sigmar answers, right? Sigmar answers, no. It's not being dorshed from ki yimatzeh, but it's being dorshed from v'nimtza v'yado. And he is found in his hand. Okay, so that's a pasuk. The parsha of kidnapping appears twice. It appears in Mishpatim also. So in Mishpatim it says, v'gonev ishu mecharo v'nimtza v'yado mos yumas. If you steal a person and you sell him, and he is found in your hand, Mosima. So v'nimtza, that's v'nimtza biyado. He's found. So that's how you learn out that it excludes if it's common. And that you don't have by the case of an affair. So even though the Gemara originally said it's from Kiyamatzeh, we're saying, no, it's not really from that. It's from v'nimtza biyado. Right, it's from v'nimtza biyado. Okay, so it's like a little bit of a misquote or whatever. But it's like, and that Rashi says is extra. That's extra, didn't have to say that. You already know if you find you already know you have to find it. So something else says something you to me and you find it either. But he says they already have a pasuk ki yimatzeh. So this is extra. But when it says by Yesh Zesh, it just means you find, it means it's Adam. Okay. So fine. So what the upshot of that Gemara though is that from the word ki yimatzeh alone you can't be Dorish. Because if you would, then you should do the fair case. You should exclude it. So apparently, you need the combo of ki yimatzeh and then an extra of an nimtza biyado. So therefore, Tosfos asks, so what about by us? By Egla Rufa, Dorish is just because it says ki yimatzeh. Right? There is no nimtza biyado. So how could you be Dorish that alone? Right? That's Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos answers that no, because here you have ba'adama. Ki yimatzeh ba'adama. You find it in the ground, the earth, and the land. And that's the same thing as v'nimtza biyado. 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 It's funny, he says that's the same thing as biyado. But the question is what's the deal? Because, how is that? I mean, first of all, Gemara doesn't say v'adama, it just says v'nimtza, ki yimatzeh. And also, what does that mean? It's the same thing. How is that the same thing? It needs to be an extra pasuk or whatever. Badama, what's Badama? Does that prove anything? It's not extra Badama. We already dorish Badama to teach you that he can't be on the water and all that stuff. Right? I mean, now all of a sudden, Badama, what's Badama? So it just sounds like Tosfos is forcing that in there. How does Vadama even imply anything at all about whether it's common or it's not common? Right? Yotzeh, fine, but what's Vadama going to do with it? Good. So that's Gasha. Okay, so I'm thinking like this. It's similar to what you were saying. I just want to get, you know, kind of get to the point. Just maybe formulate it a little bit differently. That is pretty simple, actually. The Torah says ki matzeh. So ki matzeh could just mean, could be simply like a descriptive term. If you find so and so and so and so and so and so, you find so if this thing, if it comes to your attention, so to speak, it means, I mean, I guess it means eidim, asra, whatever, you aid them, but it just means, it's like a way of saying that if the Beis Din becomes aware of this of the following. Okay, it doesn't, the Gemara is showing that ki matzeh doesn't necessarily mean a metzia. But sometimes the ki matzeh is just used descriptively. It means if you encounter, if you come upon, it doesn't, it's just the way the Torah introduces a parsha. It's not necessarily saying that there's a metzia, or we're calling a metzia, a finding. But rather, it's just a way of introducing that if it comes to the attention of the Beis Din, that so-and-so happened. Like by Yesh Hashesh. It doesn't mean if you have a chance encounter of Metziah of an Yesh Hashesh, it's a Metziah of a person sleeping with the Yesh Hashesh. It doesn't mean that. Okay, it doesn't mean that. Clear. But it just means if Beis Din finds out about an Yesh Hashesh. That's all it means. I says Kima. So that's what Kima means sometimes. They find it. It means it comes to their attention. So Gemara's proving, it's not just proving, that you don't necessarily have a right to say ki matzeh means if you find, in like a literal sense, that it's a finding. But it could be used loosely, figuratively. But if by a kidnapping, again the Torah says v'nimtza biyado, you see that it really means mitziah. There's a mitziah of the guy, of the vera. It's the fact that it repeats it. It shows it's not just using ki matzeh because that's the way you introduce a parasha to say if Beis Din finds, because it's to mean if Beis Din encounters. But don't repeat it again. V'nimtza biyado, repeat it again, shows you that this it really means ki matzeh. It really means a finding. Both the original ki matzeh meant that. That's why it doesn't matter that the Gemara originally says it's from ki matzeh and then it's v'nimtza biyado. Point is that the v'nimtza biyado shows you that when it said ki matzeh, it really means the finding, when you find. And that's why he repeats it both times as the parsha, it has to say ki matzeh, nim sabiyala ki matzeh. Because that's the nature of the mechayev, is the metziah of the kidnapper. And if it's common, then it's not a metziah. Okay? So that's of nim sabiyada. Biyado means, and it's not just, like for instance, and that's why also Tosus could say it's from biyado. Because ki matzeh means if Beis Din finds. But v'nim sabiyado means you find it in his hand. That's not the expression anymore, ki matzeh, when you find. V'nimtza biyado, it's a description of, and you find the kid in his hand. So it's describing the event of the finding. It's not just a loose introduction, if you find amongst you so-and-so, right? V'nimtza biyado is describing what actually takes place. V'nimtza biyado, you find him in the, you find him. You find him in his hand. So biyado, the fact that he's using the term biyado means it's actually a description of the event. It's not just a loose introduction, ki matzeh, if you find. If the Beis Din finds. There's a loose ki matzeh, and then there's a really, it means ki matzeh in the term of metziah. So the fact that he uses it again, it's a v'nimtza biyado, means it's really describing the metziah, the actual finding. So it could be Tosus is saying is the same thing here. Ki matzeh chal ba'adama. Ba'adama means it's describing to you if you find in the ground, on the ground. It's not just if you happen to find. It's actually describing the event. If you have a metziah of the corpse on the ground, the fact that the Torah is describing it, it shows you it's not just a catch intro phrase. If Beis Din finds. But it's actually describing an event of a metziah. If you find a corpse on the ground, It doesn't just mean if it, like the other way, it just means kiyumatzei means like if it comes to their attention. Like by bulas baal, what does it mean kiyumatzei? It doesn't mean if they find the guy. It means if it comes to their attention. Edim, asra, whatever. But kiyumatzei chalav adam doesn't just mean if it comes to their attention. It means if you find it on the ground. There's a ground that's describing the finding. So kiyumatzei chalav adam, if you find the ground thing on the ground. So badama, it's from kiyumatzei, and that's what I mean here as well. It's from kiyumatzei, but the kiyumatzei badama shows you that kiyumatzei is literally describing a mitzia, as opposed to just being a catch intro phrase of that it comes to their attention. But by bulas baal, by the affair, kiyumatzei just means, it's just an intro. It just means if it comes to their attention, with witnesses. And so now the Gemara has one more thing here. It says, in modim el le'ir, that's what the Mishnah said. Okay, so you don't measure but to a city that has a Beis Din. Right? Right. Actually, 1 second. Yeah, I'm sorry. We have to look at the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Nimtza, this is like, I guess, on Mendal Mambay. It's the second to last, second wide line. It says, Nimtza Samach Lasapar, if you find it near the border, O Li'ir Sheruba Akam, or a city has majority, O Li'ir, near a city has majority Gaim, O Li'ir Shemba Bezdin, or if you find them near a city that has no Bezdin, Li'orfim, so you don't do a Glarufa, Lo Yimodadim, changes the Gersa, okay? You don't do Medida. Then it says, "Ein mod demelish ir sheyeshva basim." You only measure to a city that has a basim. So the Gemara is going to go on the fact that this Mishnah seems like a predator. First, it says if it's near a city that has no basim, you don't measure, and then it says, "Oh, you don't measure, but the city which has basim." You know, you don't have to repeat that twice; it's implied. So that's what Gemara says. It says back to our Gemara on Mayim Aves. It says, "Ein mod demelish ir," is the last skinny line. Pshita. Even the tunnel of Yerushalayim of Bezdin, since it says you don't measure to a city which doesn't have a Bezdin, Anayadana, I know, the Ein Modim Ela Yerushalayim of Bezdin, that you only measure to a city which has a Bezdin. Right? It's Pasha. It's implied. It's just repetitive. The Mishnah repeating the same thing twice. So it says, no, Hakamash Malan. Here's what it's teaching you. Kidetanya. Binayin Shem, Ninsa Samach Yerushalayim of Bezdin, Sheminichinosa. So how do I know that if you find him near a city that has no Bezdin, that you leave that city alone and you measure to a different city which does have a Bezdin? Talmud Lomar, you call Makom, and the elders of that city take him. It's like a riboy, any which way. Yerashi, it says, Kamash Malan. You find them next to a city that has no Bezdin. Ain modim, you don't measure to that city. Ella, rather, we measure to a city that has a Bezdin. What's the closest city that has a Bezdin? If you didn't have the further points of the Mishnah, you'd say if the closest city has no Bezdin, then you just don't measure altogether. Because you know the closest city is this city. It doesn't have a Bezdin, so that's it. So no reason to measure. So that's what it's teaching you. No. You do. You measure to the closest city which has a Bezdin. You don't measure to the non-Bezdin cities. Right? The next Rashi, Itan Lachazigni Rikamakam, Deha Yaha Yir, Kroyesero. Matsi Limitta, Vahaisa, Ha'ir, Vahaisa, Yaha Yaha Yir, Akrova Elachala, Vahaluzikaneha, Eglasvaka. So why does it say Zikne Ha'ir Ahi? It's an extra Ha'ir. So it's Ha'ir twice. The city. It says an extra city to include even this city. Even this city, which is not technically the closest city, but it's just the closest city which has a Bezdin. That's included. Okay, so there's a Havamina, so definitely there's a premise that the city has to have a Bezdin. Okay, why does the city have to have a Bezdin? Just not shot here. Why don't you have to have a Okay, but I think it's simpler. I mean, practically, that there's what Matt's saying is true is that the whole thing. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to measure to the city, and then you're going to find the city which a seder doesn't have bezna, what are they going to do? There's no idea. The whole process is done by the Zikne Ayir, and they say, we didn't spill his blood, we weren't lax. Who's we? There's no Zikne Ayir, then there's no, the whole thing doesn't really make sense. The whole process is done by the Zikne Ayir. There are no Zikne Ayir, there are no bezdin. So just a bunch of guys hanging out, that's not the mitzvah, there's no institution of Egelet Rufa. So therefore, definitely you need Zikne Ayir. So it's a havim, you know. So if the closest city has no bezdin, so that's it. So Potter, there's no Egelet Rufa. Kamash Malan, no. There still is Egelet Rufa. You just measure to the closest city, which has a bezdin, even though it's not really the closest city anymore, right? Even though it's not really the closest city anymore. So I think that we should define that. Define the Hamimaskana here. Okay, so define the Hamimaskana here. Then, 1 second. Okay, so let me give you more facts for tomorrow. So we'll take that up, but it's a pretty short problem. So let's start the next mission also, okay? So the next mission says like this. It says, Nimsa Mechuba Min Shteyaro. So if you find the corpse exactly between two cities, Shtehem Mevios Shteyaglos. So they both bring two eglos. They each bring an egla rufa. If it's exactly between two cities, you bring two. They each bring an egla rufa. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer holds. Okay, presumably the Chacham argue, but that's Rabbi Eliezer holds. Hirashi, nechuvan, metzumtzum. Exactly. She'ein zu krov lezu afilu kam loichlat. Even like a hair's worth of the difference. Okay, so let's skip to the Gemara. It says, my time is Rabbi Eliezer. What's his reasoning? So it says two things. Savar, Efshel Tzamtzim. First of all, he holds Efshel Tzamtzim. It's possible to be exact. The Krova of Yafilu Krovos. And he also holds the closest city and or the closest cities. The Krova doesn't necessarily mean the one closest city. It could even be the closest cities, plural. Hirashi. Eshel Tzamtzim. So again, the Gemara is saying Rabbi Eliezer, in order to hold this position, must hold two things simultaneously. First of all, you have to hold Eshel Tzamtzim. Rashi, Efshel Lechavein Hamida. It's possible to make the measurement exact. The MS Madadu, and they measure it exactly. She'in Zu Krova Lezu Lo Mizu Klal. Because this is not at all closer to this one. V'hava Luhu Shtehem Krovos. Right, have the same krovos, and therefore they're both exactly close. Right, so he holds. First of all, it's possible to have to measure it and say decisively that they're exactly the same distance, and therefore practically there really are two closest cities. Right, and he has to hold that. Because if he held that it was impossible, if you hold that you can't possibly be that exact in measuring, well, we'll see. We'll see in a second. We're actually going to spell that. The Kesavar Nami, and he also holds Krova Dechsev Vekra, when the Pasuk says the closest city, Afilu Krovos Bemashma. It means also, could also mean Krovos, because Krova means the city which is closest. But if it's singular, it says Krova. If it's plural, it says Krovos. But since it's talking about both Krova, the normal case would be Krova, but it includes Krovos as well. Kimo Ubehema Rabba. Sometimes you could say Ubehema, it doesn't say Ubehemos Rabba, but it's Ubehema Rabba, the many animals. So sometimes it could use Yara Krova, could mean both. Okay, the Esau Gadai Tech Yeshua Tzamtzeh, another thing we're asking is fine. If he held that it's impossible to be exact, so Ein Kan Krova, Elachas, right, then you'd say there's only really one closest city, Ve'anan, Hud Lo Yedinon, Heminayu. And just we wouldn't know which one is exactly it. Right? In other words, if you hold, Efshel Tzamtzim means, is it possible they're exactly the same? Or do you say no? Definitely one of them's closer. In reality, one of them's closer. Now, your measuring rod says the same thing. Well, your measuring rod isn't precise enough. But in reality, one of them is going to have to be a little bit closer. So we just don't know which one. The Havilu Lemeimar. So what would be the result then? Havilu Lemeimar. Yaviu Eglo B'Shutfos. So bring one egla rufa as a partnership. Vietnu, imshalon, and give it. Imshalonu krova chalkachem yehikano ilanu. Vim yerchem krova yechalkachenu yehikano ilachem. So then just make an agreement. It says if we're really the closer one, then we give you our portion of egla rufa, and vice versa. So therefore, the right one is really the owner of the Eglarufa. But since, you see, he says you bring two Eglarufas, so you see he must be holding that there is not one necessarily one closest city. It's possible that they mamish are two exactly closest cities. Okay, that's what he's holding, first of all. And then second of all, he's holding, when the Torah says Krova, it doesn't necessarily mean only the one closest city. It could even mean the two closest cities. Okay, if he didn't hold by both of those premises, the whole thing wouldn't work. So we have to define these two things. Okay, Eshel Sansim is a universal question. It comes up other times. Like if two babies are born simultaneously, I think it is. Is it possible to say they're born exactly simultaneously? Which one is the firstborn? They both stick their head out at the same time. I think there's a case like that. I mean, the question is it possible to have, I guess halachically, also to have Tzimtzum exactly the same time, where you say there's always a discrepancy? So in order to do that, I think we're going to have to look at some of the sligas. But maybe we could first define the other point, is that when the Torah says Krova, does it mean even Krovos? Does Eglah Rufa lend itself to having two cities, or it only means the one closest city? Okay? The Torah only says Krova, so you might say it means the one city. Two cities, doesn't work. That's not the idea of Eglah Rufa. Or you say, no, it doesn't matter. Krova, it doesn't mean the same thing. Okay, so maybe we could define that. Maybe we could try that for tomorrow, you know? If we finished the previous thing, maybe we could define the Krova, Fila Krovos. And then we could leave the Tzimtzum for after that. Good question. Matt's saying, let's say you hold the Tzimtzum, it's possible to be exact, so they're both exactly the same, but he doesn't hold by Krovos. So then he'd say, when the Torah says Krova, it means the closest city, singular closest city. So then you'd say, in this case, there is no closest city. So it's a tie. There is no closest city. So you can't bring out a Rufa. Rufa is the closest, and there is no closest. They're both exactly closest, so then that's not it. Right, that's possible. Right, so in that case, no one would bring. Well, there is no closest city, so what are you going to do? So Kamash Shema, no. Closest doesn't mean the one closest, it equally tolerates two closest. But that's a question in Egal Rufa, in the concept of the Yarakrova. Could the Yarakrova be split? Could they both be Yarakrova? Or do you say that doesn't mean that it's not possible? Then they're not Krova. Then I'm not the closest. There's another one who's also closest.